Episode number 297.
I'm not perfect yet, but I went away for almost a week and I came back and there was like no fires. My inbox was not full. It's like, I just came back and slid back into work. It was great.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is fired up and full of fuego. But after this show, not only are you going to get possibly an amazing offer of a review of your business, how it can be a better, kind of expanding on the things you can do right now in your SEO and beyond to get more customers. And that's who we're talking to, my man. We're talking to a legend in the game of SEO and like we're going to say beyond, because it's becoming beyond, Mr. Chris Redd. How you doing, Chris?
Man, I need some more coffee. To get up to your level.
Let's go, Chris. And it's Chris Reed, by the way, folks. Chris Reed. Let's go. How you doing, sir? You doing good? You having a good day today? Like I asked all the guests, you doing good, man?
Well, I'm in the future. It's the morning here for me, so I'm just warming up with the day. Got my first cup of coffee. Sounds like you're on your 10th, but
we'll see if we
can balance it out.
I wish, brother. I only do 2 cups a day, but you know your boy stays fired up, especially when I got to record the podcast, because that's the beauty and the downside of doing interviews on Zoom, guys, is that I always say the tip is you got to elevate your personality, and your boy is a little bit always fired up. But tell us into your story, man, into obviously the business, Ardor SEO, who obviously we can talk about that, but tell us about your story, about how you got into this industry.
Yeah, so I mean, I tell you, it's a hell of an industry to be in, especially this year with this COVID fiasco. Like it's killing bricks and mortar businesses left, right, and center. But like, people still buy stuff and they go and buy it online. So a great time to have an online business.
Direct to consumer, baby.
So myself, you can probably hear my accent. I'm from Australia, Brisbane, Australia. Originally a country boy, but studied software engineering at university.
Okay.
And so the two places you can make money in software are pretty much Silicon Valley or you work in finance. And so I took the finance route and moved to London. I lived there for a bunch of years and got paid a lot of money by banks, which is nice because the work is pretty soul destroying. So you need a healthy paycheck to make you forget about it.
Right.
But everything was going great until the global financial crisis came around in 2008.
2008.
Man. It took my job away with pretty much everyone else I knew. And I was like, well, what the hell am I going to do with my life? I'm in the middle of my career. It was just going up and up and up. And now there's no jobs to be had. So I went back to Australia with my tail between my legs, and I, being a computer geek, I built an online game, and I didn't build it because, I wanted to learn how to be a businessman. I was just being a geek and learning some new type of programming. But then I was like, well, how the heck do you get people to a website to play the damn thing? And that's when I started learning about SEO. I built a bunch of backlinks to my website. It shot up in the rankings. I went, holy cow, this stuff is cool. Mm. And I quickly dropped the game and been doing it ever since.
That's amazing. Yeah, because that is the key, folks. Obviously, as we know, as content creators or anyone that's investing in with your own, just making videos, guys, making a podcast, making a website, making an app. The key thing is you can have the most brilliant website, you have the most brilliant app idea, et cetera, but who's going to come get it? And that's where SEO and obviously paid acquisition, but specifically SEO comes in, because a lot of that can be done hand-to-hand tactically. A lot of it is just your time and effort to create these backlinking or working obviously with professionals. But if you're just doing it on your own, a lot of it is your own time, folks. Creating relationships with maybe other bloggers, working out and finding ways so that you can get more people sending backlinks or links to you, your website, from their website. And that creates more authority for your domain, pushes you up the rankings. The more you have like that are legit, the next thing you know, you've got tons of traffic just based on nothing, based on the fact that you were your hard work. So, but now, obviously, I remember when I started my business in 2009, my man, it was actually during the financial crisis and SEO was still popping and hot. And then I remember the Google Panda update happened, and that just wiped out a ton of these crazy illegitimate SEO companies that maybe weren't doing it completely ethically. And it just makes it harder. Just like social media, when Facebook decides to change the algorithm, Chris, it's out of our control, dude. You know what I mean? Like when Instagram decides to change the algorithm, it's out of our control. You can try to create more posts. You can try to do stories. You can do other tactics. You can strategize your content, folks. But the main thing is when the algorithm changes, just like in SEO, you got to change your tactics. And so, but that's the fun part of it too, is because it's always changing. So
I can kind of argue against that though, Travis.
Tell me. I love the argument. Let's go.
Facebook and Instagram, I mean, they clearly work those companies wouldn't be worth anything. But you know, they can continually develop their algorithm to make people pay. You know, like that, they don't get money from free content. They have to have something there so that people keep using it. You know, because like if everyone had to pay for everything, then no one would use Facebook.
Right.
And but they want to make it so that the people that give them money get the best return.
100%.
Where Google, however, yeah, they make all their money from paid search. Like even Alphabet, the parent company of Google, something like 97% of their revenues from paid search. Like it's crazy. Much everything. So that's where Google makes their money. But they need to have the free listings too, or no one's going to use Google, right?
Got you.
Because even with the paid search, only 2-8% of people click on those paid search results.
Right.
Most people just go straight over them and go to the organic.
Absolutely.
And Google always needs that. So the two algorithm updates that you talk about, they're the biggest ones. There's been plenty since, but Panda and Penguin. Google's got an army of software engineers and they're constantly refining their algorithms to weed out the BS and get really good search results.
Right.
And so the game doesn't ever really change. Mm. You know, you need to have a fast loading website that, you know, provides a good user experience, has great content and trust, and it's trustworthy that you're an authority. If you follow those rules, it's never going to change. Google is going to be there for a really long time and it's always going to be doing that. Don't try and BS it.
Got you. Yeah, that's the key thing, I think, is that when in those times you literally had, and I remember having this because I have lots of different advertising agencies, Chris, as customers, and they had SEO campaigns. And so I would just be hearing these things, and these companies could literally promise you first page linking in very competitive categories. And then most of these companies that were doing that literally went out of business, or it was hard to get a hold of them. Because
to be truthful, like we were in the same boat, right? Like I knew nothing about business when I was a software engineer. I knew nothing about it. Right. So we built these things called forum profile backlinks. Basically, you go to a forum, you create a profile, and in that profile, you have a link to a website. And they're super easy to make, and they used to work great. Mm. Like we had three websites all ranking in the top 10 for the keyword backlinks. We were generating so much traffic and selling so many of these forum profile backlinks. I mean, we were selling cheap ads.
Right.
We had an army of people in the Philippines that were bashing them out, and you know, I can't remember what we were charging, but anywhere from like 10 cents to a dollar, like not a lot, but we were making millions of them, and they worked great. And then Penguin, the Google algorithm, came and slapped that crap down.
Yeah.
And you know, and it was pretty good that at the time we were already transitioning to like providing more services and doing different things. I did not know anything about business and I didn't go into business with a plan. I just happened to fall onto a little gold mine and it worked really well. But so we were selling backlinks. Backlinks are just a link from one website to another.
Right.
And they're the fundamentals of how Google works.
Right.
And so our customers were mainly SEO agencies because,
yes.
You know, if we got one retail customer, you know, they have one website to rank.
Great.
If we get one SEO agency, they might have 100. So it's like, you know, way better selling to those guys. But after we started selling backlinks, we're like, well, they need content, and then they need analysis, then they need the on-site stuff. And so, you know, that's what we started doing. And then we're like, well, why don't we have our own customers? Why are we doing everything for these guys and them keeping all the profit? Let's do it ourselves. And we'd already started transitioning to that. So thankfully, when Penguin killed our little
side gig, it was fine. Yeah, it's one of those things you got to capitalize on it while it's hot because, I mean, it was what the customers wanted in the time and moment. That's what they wanted, just like a lot of things we've done along the way. It wasn't unethical. It was just what was working. And so when something changes, you got to pivot. And thank God for you and you guys having that ability. And a lot of business owners that are listening right now, you know, haven't even done or even understand SEO to start with. And they have a website, whether even it's a Squarespace or Wix or something free, something simple to start with, which I always suggest owning and controlling your own domain, guys. I've been in business 11 years, and I remember about 6 years ago, after working with this great website development company, Chris, that all of a sudden we weren't getting our leads, and we're like, "What the hell? We usually get a couple leads every week. You know, I got some stuff coming in. You know, nothing crazy, but we're usually getting leads." All of a sudden, guys, you know, we hear, "Oh, your website's built on some old Joomla. Oh yeah, we decided to sell our website business. You're up shit creek. Basically, it's going to cost you $15,000 to $20,000 to build a new one. And sorry, all these leads are locked up." And that's when we realized, hey, you know, you can find a Squarespace or Wix, build something, and at least control it. Now, it's maybe not the best for every business, but at least you control the domain.
100%. So we work a lot in real estate.
And, got you.
And man, I talk to realtors all the time that are spending $10,000 a month buying leads from Zillow. And it's like $10,000 a month. You're spending that money and you're giving it to someone else, building up their website and their domain.
Right.
And they'll sell those leads to anyone that wants to give them more money.
Right.
So someone else comes along and goes, "I'll give you $15,000 for those leads." There's your business is gone.
Yeah, there's no loyalty there. Yeah. So it's like an upsell charge, basically. You're constantly in a bidding war who has a bigger budget. Same with Google AdWords. Same with the AdWords too, right? I mean, we see that all the time.
Same with any paid acquisition is that whoever's got bigger pockets can come and take it. But one of the benefits of SEO over SEM or any paid traffic is that, you know, paid stuff, you stop spending, you stop getting. Where SEO, it's compounding. What you spent last month, you get this month, the next year. You know, like even if you do stop, it doesn't go away. Right. Like it just stays there. So like that exponential growth, you're never going to get a better investment.
So right now, if a business owner is listening and they haven't gotten SEO, or they maybe even have, but they really haven't dived in deep, what are some of the same things they can do right now on their own before we're going to, obviously you're going to give them an offer here. We're going to leave with that at the end, but
start with don't use Wix. It's a piece of crap.
Got you. No Wix, no Wix.com.
Ahrefs, who is an awesome SEO tool. Like they did a really big case study on what percentage of Wix websites get traffic versus WordPress.
Ah.
46% of WordPress websites get traffic, organic traffic from Google. 1.4% of Wix sites.
Oh my God.
1.4%. Don't waste your time.
So have a developer help you out. Have a developer help you out and build something.
Otherwise, you're just going to spend more. But even with that, don't go to a web designer. They suck. Web designers have no idea what the purpose of a website is. They make it pretty, and pretty websites don't sell things. Right. Words sell things. People need to straight away understand what
content. Right.
Well, content, it needs to be really clear what the hell, like the grunt test. People get to your website, a caveman needs to understand what it is that you do. Then they go, yeah, cool. Now show you that you're an authority and make it easy for people to take action and become a customer. But most importantly, those words need to get in front of the, you know, your potential customers, or it's all for nothing. Why bother having a website? It's like a business card. If people aren't seeing it, it's all for nothing.
That's crazy stat about Wix. That's crazy stat about Wix. Wow. That's insane.
So like,
we have a couple customers that have built their website on Wix. Some of them had, actually one of them turned out good, but yeah, we were curious about that. We were curious if you did get more traffic or how that worked based on the platform you developed on.
Yeah. I mean, WordPress powers like a huge chunk of the internet now. Like it's by far the best platform.
Absolutely.
Cause it's open source and it's extensible. There's plugins that do everything. And, you know, Not just one plugin that does anything. Like any whatever you want, they're trying to do, there'll be 10 plugins that do it. You know? Right. So it's like you have so much option, which also makes it difficult because you need to know what the hell you're doing.
Yes. So that's the thing that I think holds people back in the whole process, even in having a website, guys.
People don't understand the opportunity, because if they did, they'd already be doing it. Like, I am a big advocate of Mike McCallett's book, Profit First. And we have a Profit First professional that manages our accounts. You know, and one of the reasons that I went with her is she said, like, business owners don't understand how good accounts are. And it's true. You think, like, oh, you can just put all these numbers in the spreadsheets, like, there's your revenue minus your expenses, there's your profit. And it's pretty simple. But if you've got a real accountant that's measuring your books, and you can make really good business decisions because you have forecasting, you don't know what you don't know. And it's the same with having a website that generates you consistent leads. Man, it takes all the stress out of business. Like, I'm far from the best business person in the world. I've made so many stupid mistakes, like had a HR stole about $40,000, you know, like that. All sorts of stupid crap, you know, but when you've got consistent leads coming in and, you know, more revenue month after month, like you can screw up everything else and it's not stressful.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. That's what it's all about. So beyond, say they have a WordPress site, say they do have a WordPress site, what things can they do right now to kind of get some more leads going? What things can they do right now to kind of get the ball rolling in this crazy ass year that we got?
So it really starts with getting into the mind of your customer and working out what they're searching for. And so generally most businesses service a geographical area. So like if you're in Chicago, or you can just go and search your local area, you know, lawyers in Chicago or real estate Chicago, whatever. Or you can go and look in, you know, another competitive area like New York or LA and see who's at the top.
Right.
Look what their website are. Because generally, if they're ranking really well, it's the same keywords that you want. Just replace LA for Chicago.
Right.
And so there's this really good tool called Ahrefs.
Ahrefs. How do you spell that?
Ahrefs.com. It's a HTML tag. That's why their name. It's the tag that you link. That's what a backlink is, an Ahref tag.
Gotcha.
And so it's a bit of geek humor.
Gotcha.
And it's a powerful tool. It's pretty expensive, but they have a trial. I think it's like $7 for 7 days.
Oh, nice.
And like that will give any amateur all the data they need. You can throw in all of your competitors, see what keywords they're ranking for, pull that out. And that's what you need to use. Because then you need to use those keywords to structure your website.
Yeah.
You know, things shouldn't be a flat file structure. Not every page has the same authority. So you want to think like Amazon, right? Like even Amazon, what's the main page meant to rank for? Because it's the everything store, right? It shouldn't particularly be anything. So you need to think about that if that's right for your business as well. But then it's your main category pages that are the ones that rank. So, you know, amazon.com/movies/music/fashion. Then under fashion, you have men's and women's. And so that's how your URL should be, like amazon.com/fashion/men/ you know, trousers or whatever. And so like, the trouser page is not as important as the men's page, which is not as important as the fashion page.
Right.
And that's how you disperse your domain authority. Yeah, you know, like it's not easy to get this stuff right.
It's fascinating though. It's so fascinating because I always like talking to different, obviously, experts in their domain, if you want to call it, like you, my man, because you can learn a few things, guys. I mean, it's the main thing is like we can learn it. Making sure your category subcategory pages have the correct domain to that category would be a big one, right? I mean, making sure that on those category pages you have content that is going to rank based on that, you know, competitive topic or whatever, even if your topic isn't competitive.
But you kind of need to look at what the competitiveness is based on your domain authority.
Gotcha.
So the more backlinks you have coming to your website is how much domain authority you get.
Gotcha.
And like you can't go after big keywords if you have crappy domain authority.
Yes.
But also, like short tail keywords, they might have more search volume, but they might not convert as well. A good example of that is like the keyword smartphone. It's like, what the hell is someone searching for when they're searching smartphone?
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
But like, you think about the keyword, you know, where to buy a secondhand iPhone on the south side of Chicago.
There you go.
Like the search volume for that is going to be really small. But if you sell secondhand iPhones on the south side of Chicago, like that's your customer.
Converts.
It's going to convert.
Yeah.
So like you gotta make a happy medium between keywords that are going to convert and some traffic.
Just trying to get random clicks to your website, guys. He's talking about basically you can target, you know, anything, social media. I can target entrepreneurs, podcasting, but that's going to get more of a general audience than if I talked about young entrepreneurs that are trying to crush it in the world of podcasting and how to develop your own podcast show to get the most SEO results for your business right now. That's going to get you a lot more than just typing in SEO as a keyword to target, for instance.
For sure. For us, yeah, we don't want to rank for SEO type keywords because people searching SEO, they want to learn about SEO, and that's not our customers.
Right.
We want to get in front of business owners that are like, how do I get more customers online?
Right.
You know, how do I grow my business? That's our perfect customer. So you need to think about the search intent too. Like, what is someone actually searching for? Like,
right.
And how, because all that matters at the end of the day is how many customers your website generates. Who cares about how much traffic or what it's ranking for?
Absolutely. Yeah. Who gives a flying F if you are in these most competitive categories? Like lawyer guys is the one of the most competitive categories on Google AdWords. I see some lawyers paying the most insane cost per clicks because they want to compete and they want to be number one against their competitor. Part of it, Chris, in my opinion, is it's a pissing contest, guys. It's a my pee-pee is bigger than your pee-pee kind of contest. But the truth of all that is it's just a race to the top. These aren't things that are ever going to last. You're playing with something that you're always going to have to pay more because if some guy pays more than you. And that is the things that you can pay for and budget, but you're going to be never – you don't even know if these people that are clicking on that really are going to even come in there. And it would be much more better to go, like you said, lawyers in the South Side of Chicago – that provide defense, work or whatever is much better of a converting category than just lawyers in Chicago, which is going to have so many different things. Is it a business lawyer? Is this acquisitions, finance, stock lawyer? Is this, and all these guys are competing for these for best lawyer in Chicago. Let's just put it that way.
the famous Dan Kennedy did say that, the company that can spend the most to acquire a customer will win in the end. Right. So it is always good if you can do that and, outspend your competitors. But building a ring of defense around your business with SEO, as long as you are not breaking Google's terms of use, you're building really quality backlinks, you have good content, you have a nice secure website, it's not going to change. And so you're building that ring of defense. Even if someone else comes into your market with venture capital and millions of dollars to fight against you, they're not going to take your traffic overnight. That's for sure. Right. So that's the security you want in your business.
And the thing is, folks, you got to start right now, baby. But now we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready, Chris?
Let's do it, man.
Let's go. iPhone or Android?
I used to have a Samsung, but it fell out of my pocket while I was riding a motorbike, and I bought some crap phone to punish myself. And,
the flip phone, baby. The trap.
I'm not enjoying it.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's good though, man. You just switch it up. Say,
exactly. You got to kind of take a step back so you appreciate the good things in life.
Yeah, appreciate the smartphone apps and all that like that. I remember having when I went back to my iPhone 6S, guys, because I had the same situation. It was like, oh man, this phone's just crazy. It's so much slower. Netflix or YouTube when you're thinking about content?
I try and stick away from that crap and go for a walk and listen to a podcast.
My style, right there. My dude. Instagram or Facebook?
I've never used Instagram, but I try and keep away from Facebook. It's a pit of destruction.
He's like, no Facebook, especially these days, man. Oh my God.
You can get into these discussions and feel like you're being productive. And it's like, you're not changing that person's mind. You're not growing your business. You're not doing anything. You're just wasting time.
Yep. Yeah. I just say, as much as you can, just, put a prayer emoji on everyone's stuff and call it a day, man. That's
it.
chicken or steak when you're thinking about a good meal?
Well, I'm vegan, so neither.
There we go. Vegan. What kind of vegan food do you like? I love vegan food. I love a vegetable.
I do like the meaty soy proteins.
Beyond Beef or Impossible Foods or any of that kind of stuff? You ever tried any of that?
I had, when I was in the States, I had an Impossible Burger. It was scarily meaty.
Different.
Pretty good stuff.
Pretty different, huh? It's unbelievable. They have so many different advancements in that and just stuff that just tastes similar. And for those that are trying to live a healthier, shout out to you, my man. How long have you
been? I live in Vietnam, and it's a Buddhist country. And so there's loads and loads of monasteries and awesome vegan food.
I bet, dude.
It's a great place. That's a big reason why I live here.
Yes. They have the most amazing food from what I understand.
It's so good.
One of my good buddies, Gavin, owns a pottery business. He goes out there because they have a lot of factories out there in Vietnam. And he's up in the hills of Vietnam and eating these amazing dishes. I'm jealous. Half the time on his Instagram, I'm like, oh my God, it looks so good. Laptop or a smartphone when you're if you got to get out the door right now?
I take my laptop.
Let's go.
I can't work on my crappy phone.
Yeah, too much you can get done on these laptops, man. The smartphone's good. The trap phone's good, but it's nothing like the laptop. Spotify or Pandora if you're thinking about music?
I don't even know what Pandora is.
Pandora! Oh, Pandora is basically, it's like Spotify, but it basically doesn't give you the option to pick any catalog. It's just...
I'm just not the most tech-savvy tech guy.
Let's go! Do you listen to music at all or no?
I do. I like both types of music, country and Western.
Nice. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Do you have a favorite artist, or is there Australian artists or Vietnam artists that are...
Yeah, I mean, Lee Kernaghan's a great Australian country music sensation. You know?
Oh, okay. So okay. Nice. I haven't heard of him. It's interesting how music sometimes does transfer and sometimes it doesn't. Obviously, America's got these pop stars that, you know, go all over, but there's so much great music and art out there, man. It's just amazing.
Yeah, there sure is.
Movies or video games? Same thing. He's like, fuck these things.
Yeah. I'm busy. I mean, my kids like to play some. Actually, I played a little, what's it called? The dancing thing.
Nice. Dance Revolution. Dance Revolution. You watch it with the kids. That's cool, man. Reading books or listening to books when you're thinking about a booking? I see you got a
lot. Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of audiobooks. I mean, like, it took a while to like get into audiobooks, but I digest it so much better. Like, I go for a long, and I walk a real lot.
Yes, exactly. You can walk and you can get that in your ears, and something about it too. I mean, you can always re-listen too. And one of my favorite hacks my boy Tom Bilyeu gave me when I had him on the show was turn that thing on a 2X or 3X and listen at a faster speed, because your mind actually can take it in with some of the people that are reading. Not every single one of them, because some of them read fast, and so they're going to be like, oh my God, I can't do this. But some of them read so slow that you could actually do a 2 or 3X and get a fast book in.
Yeah, learning to read faster is a real benefit. I mean, I tend to on the weekend sit down at a cafe and read a book, a physical one.
It's a skill. It's a skill. It's a skill to practice, guys. It's a skill.
And if you can pump through more books, you know, like, and that's, if I could go back and slap my younger self, that's what I would have said. Like, read more books. You know, like, our business is pretty successful, and I put that down to, like, I read a ton of books. You know, like, try and stand on the shoulders of giants. You know.
Bro,
learn all the crap yourself.
Yes, yes. That's what life. Charlie Munger, who's a famous financial advisor with Warren Buffett. He's a lawyer, actually, but he's a partner in Berkshire Hathaway, real famous, you know, investment company, blah, blah, blah.
Everyone's
always say, okay. he's always said a life full of, you know, is a life full of well-learned. You know, you're constantly learning. He's 93 years old, you know. So that's very true. Stocks or real estate when you're thinking about something else outside of the business?
Yeah. Well, other businesses. In fact, I just invested in a restaurant.
Let's go. Nice. So you're going. Is this
real estate?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, business is real estate. I mean, it's both.
Yeah.
Both, man. Private business. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Because like what we like to do is if you can find the right partnership is. We handle their marketing and they handle the business side of it.
Yeah, you got the perfect win-win on that, dude. That is the key blessing, man, is if you know how to get those leads in, man, you can partner up with us.
Exactly. You know, you find a good fit that they know how to run a business and then we can do that marketing, and it's a giant win-win.
Kaboom! Let's go! I love it. Dude. Oceans or lakes when you're thinking about vacation?
Yeah, I mean, oceans. I live on the Pacific Ocean. It's pretty damn nice.
What ocean is it? I mean, what beach or what would it be called specifically?
I live on the other side of California.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I know that. Of course, you're on the other side of where we're at here in the beautiful state of Cali. But is there like a specific...
If you wave, you can see each other.
Huh? I'm like, hey, dude. Far, far away.
That's it, yeah.
Is there a favorite beach of yours, though, or anything out there that you like specifically on out there?
I mean, Central Vietnam's got fabulous beaches, really nice, although they just got hit by a big typhoon, so it's nice to be down here in the south.
Got you.
The center gets some really bad storms. It's unfortunate. Yes,
I've seen a few of them on YouTube because I have friends that are like my buddy Gavin. I told you, Vietnam, he's always out there, and he's seen some crazy stuff out there. A couple more last questions for you, my man. When you wake up in the morning, you're getting ready for your day. Why do you love being you?
Oh, well, I'm pretty grateful for my life. I have a beautiful wife and beautiful kids and two fabulous dogs. I wake up every morning without an alarm clock. I like that. I take my dogs for a walk and listen to a podcast or an audio book, and come wake the kids up and get them ready for school. Throw them out the door and come and have a podcast with someone like you. It's like, what an awesome morning.
You now, control your destiny, baby. That's the most.
When I finish this, I'll go and do yoga. It's like, man, like that's a fabulous morning if you ask me.
And that's the way to lean in, folks, right now, because a lot of us can't control so many things, guys. And I'm not going to go specifically into all the details, obviously, but because we can't control so many things, Chris, right? Now's the time to lean into your family and lean into the things you can do and control. And the best thing about being an entrepreneur, Chris, the number one thing, in my opinion, outside of making money, outside of providing service and goods and value and all these things, is you get to control your time. You get to control your time, baby. Let's go. A couple more questions here. Do you have a routine to start your day? You said the dog outside of
for
that.
Sure. Every morning's pretty much the same. I mean, the ideal mornings, like usually I have my daily stoic that I read and I write my gratitude journal as well. But haven't had time of that this morning. The kids were a little late getting up. So usually, I mean, because I'm in Vietnam and we work a lot with the US,
right.
I usually have a 7 a.m. call and a 8 p.m. call. So like the middle of my days are pretty empty. It's great. But I have a morning routine. I don't get it all done every morning, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
But the most important thing is that you get to control that. And as we know, every day is a different day. So, but getting outside sounds like it's important to you. Getting outside, walking the dog, getting out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like when you sit on your ass for a living, like you got to move your body, you know, otherwise especially as you get older, you don't move
to the side because you're bored. They're shutting the gyms down for the third time out here. I was trying to show you the walking treadmill there, guys. Do you have a skill you're trying to master right now? Is there something you're trying to get better at?
I'm learning piano with the kids. We got
That's awesome, dude. That's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm also studying Vietnamese, which is like the hardest language in the world. It's ridiculous.
I can imagine.
Oh my word.
A lot of different dialects too and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, just they got 8 different tones and like the words all sound the same. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, like, and you ask for the simplest thing at a restaurant and they're like, what? Howie, and you're like, I'm asking for salt. Come on. It's not that. Right. Surely you can understand me, please.
Right. Really? So it's hard. So is that one of the most biggest frustrations of living in that area is just being able not to completely communicate to some of
to communicate? I mean, I can communicate like in Saigon, you can just speak English. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Got you. Okay. Yeah,
it's quite fine.
If you leave outside the city maybe or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with my wife, so she's Vietnamese, so it's fine.
Got you.
It'd just be nice to be able to speak conversationally, but like it is such a difficult language. Who knows if that's ever going to come.
We have a lot of Vietnamese in our area. We live out here in Central California. A lot of the Hmong and Vietnamese culture here as part of like the Vietnam War and stuff like that. They brought a lot of them to the Central California. So we have lots of vast community and actually personal friends of mine that are both Hmong and Vietnamese. And it's an amazing culture, dude, as well as food, baby. Oh, man.
It's funny. Around these parts, they call that the American War.
The American War. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It was called the Dumbass War, but that's another topic. If you could sit down to a lovely vegan meal with anyone in the world tonight, who would it be?
I cherish to sit down with my wife and kids every night. Yeah,
let's go.
Get those little kids to eat your food. And they're like, no, I hate it. It's terrible.
Stop this, Daddy. Stop this. How many kids do you have, sir?
That's 3.
3?
Yeah.
Boys, girls?
2 boys and 1 girl.
2 boys and 1 girl, dude. I just found out a few weeks ago. Your boy is going to have a boy, the first boy in our family. I got a girl first and then a boy second. And then my wife said, snip, snip, guys, you're done. But I'm so grateful, man. I'm looking forward to raising a boy, man. It's got to be crazy, man, because you always want your little man. And then, you know, I know how to kind of raise a princess. Now I got to figure out how to raise a little man. I'm sure they got a whole nother mindset. I know.
They're a lot of fun for sure.
But that's the most important thing, man. Family right now, especially. Has there been a book that has changed your life? Has there been a book that has changed your mind about business or mindset?
So 2 books that I'd really recommend every entrepreneur read. One I already mentioned, which is Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, and his other book, which is called Clockwork. He's a great author.
Oh, I haven't read that one, Clockwork.
He's even got a new book called Fix This Next, which is about how to find the problems in your business.
Fix this next.
Because it's like, how do you work out what those problems are? Because it's like, if you know what the problem is, you'll fix it. But it's like finding what that problem is tricky. But I really like Clockwork because it's about how to build a business that doesn't revolve around you. And I mean, I'm not perfect yet, but I went away for almost a week and I came back and there was like no fires. My inbox was not full. It's like,
love it.
You know, I just came back and slid back into work. It was great. You know, like,
that's a blessing, bro.
I'd like to see in the next year or two that I can completely walk away from business and it just runs by itself.
That's when you know you've created a real business, they say.
Rather than a job. Yeah.
Right. And that's the hardest thing to do, man, as the president or founder or anything of a business, no matter how big or small. I've interviewed lots of different sizes of entrepreneurs and it's one of their constant challenges, man. Some of them got it completely figured out, but then a lot of it, it's constantly you're figuring it out as you go too. Because
man, like I tell you, the first couple of years of being in business, like it was a shit job. It's like I got paid less than I did when I was a software engineer.
Right.
I worked way longer hours and I can't walk away from it. I was like, this sucks. I want out, but there was no way out, you know?
Right.
So I figured that I'd better read some books and learn how to do it.
Let's go. He's like, and he figured it out, folks. He figured it out. So tell us, my man, where is the best place for people to find you? I know you're going to give us an offer too. So please, guys, let's stay tuned for this right now. I'm going
to
put this in
the show. So you can go to the Google and you can type in the coolest guy in SEO. And man, if you don't see my face there, then you know, Google's broken. also, if you go to ardorseo.com, so ardor means to do something with a fiery passion. And so we do SEO with a fiery passion. So if you go to ardorseo.com/be real, you'll see my pretty face there. And if you put in your details, I'll do a video review of your website and your market. So I'll show you exactly what your potential customer is searching for and show you some simple things you can change yourself to get your message in front of those people and predictably grow your business.
Dude, that's awesome, man. So you guys got to take advantage of that. I know you also don't really go too much places on social, but I think you can find you on LinkedIn. Is that as well there?
You can. I probably won't be there, but I mean, you can probably find me and send a message and I don't know, in a year or two, I might reply.
Let's go. He's like, no, I'm not there really too much. Most importantly though, folks, take advantage of that offer, guys. You've been hanging out, with Chris Reed and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you so much for your time today and let's keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, decisions, they're looking at your, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.